Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios of City by the Bay, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Vive TV, the WBC Facebook page, and a thousand other internet platforms. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this, come September 2024, I've been knocking out bums now for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of the answers. But guess what? You're the boxing fan. You're buying the pay-per-view tonight. Of course, Gervonta Davis. And, the young man that he's taking on, a lot of people don't have a whole lot of faith in him. But the bottom line is, we'll talk about Gervonta Davis and basically David Benavidez headlining this double card tonight. Coming to you from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Of course, it'll be on Amazon pay-per-view. We'll talk about that in depth, of course, with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. But bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, 40 years, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, everybody's talking about David Benavidez. Why? Because he's in the co-main event tonight, and the fact that he is Canelo's preeminent challenger. The reason why I say that is, he was ranked number one for not 1 year, not for 2 years, but for 3 years. The WBC, what does this mean? What does ranked number one by the WBC mean? When I was ranked in the Western United States, when they ranked me and when I moved up in the rankings, I mean, that was important to me. And if I got to a point where they had to put me into a tournament because I got into a certain ranking, they had to do it, okay? That was amateur boxing. This is professional boxing. You've been the number one contender for 3 years, and they're looking the other way, and he doesn't bring anything to the dance. Is that what Canelo says? Well, guess what? Canelo, from here on, unless he straightens up his act, he will be known as Canelo on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
You know, being the astute guy that I am, I'm going to start off with that BS that was on that commercial there. I can't believe that the network would even allow that to come on the air, but then again, that's their choice, not mine. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We're getting boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer, coming to us from the Bronx. Of course, big fight weekend last week with Zainer Zayas, of course, being victorious over Patrick Cesaro. And I want to say this about Patrick, first of all, Socrates. His mother died 10 days ago. He had to pay the bills. Imagine the trauma emotionally to have to go through that. I mean, you're going to fight 10 days later.
That is pretty crazy. Credit to Teixeira to be able to compartmentalize. Like you said, you got to pay the bills. Rest in peace to his mom. He gave a good, honest effort. And that's what you always ask from a pro fighter. You know, I mean, he lost convincingly, but the guy was trying. I thought he actually tested Zander Zayas in a way that I don't think they expected. I think they expected someone to come in and kind of lay down under the big lights of Madison Square Garden.
You expected him to lay down. You expected 4 or 5 rounds.
Yes, I did. Especially after seeing the weigh-in, how he looked so drained. But the guy, you know, he's a true professional, gave a good effort. And he took a lot of the wind out of that crowd. You know, that crowd for the main event, it was buzzing. And after the 5th, 6th round, the people were sitting on their hands. You know, they expected more from Zayas. And Teixeira was very awkward, had his moments, and he gave a good showing.
I'm going to give you my little personal opinion here. If I was Zander, I would have carried him. I would have let him go 10 rounds. I mean, I still would have won the fight convincingly like he did, but I think I would have carried him because I don't think I would have humiliated or tried to overpower somebody or dog somebody that lost their mother 10 days before. I couldn't do it.
You know, I mean, the one thing about Zander, he looks the part, right? He says all the right things. He was super classy, gracious winner, you know, which is something that's kind of like odd these days, right?
Good looking.
He is straight out of Central Casting. You know, I still question if fighting at 154 is his best, you know, because he's not really a big puncher. And there's a lot of big punchers at 54. It's a tough, tough weight class, you know. But Xander is all class. Like you said, he won convincingly. And I think that he gained a lot of experience going 10 rounds with a former world champ.
Yeah, well, my hat's off to Zara, because you and I know stress involved in boxing. I mean, come on, man. Your mother just, I mean, people say, oh, Pete, you're harping on this too much. I'm not. I mean, this has got to be emotionally crazy. Some dude's going to try to take your head off. He's undefeated. He's like a 4 or 5 to 1 favorite. Everybody knows he's going to win. The bottom line is you're going in and fighting the house guy. I mean, everything's against you, and your mother just died.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine that feeling. I mean, he's a true warrior.
Yeah, give him all kinds of props, no doubt about that. Now, anybody look good on the undercard in your mind there?
Yeah, I think we got to see a glimpse of the future. In the next 2 or 3 years, you're going to see the title picture. Bruce Shushu Carrington. This kid fights like an angry fighter. You know, he fights a way that is fan pleasing. You know, he's all offense. He's got that Brooklyn chip on his shoulder. I think sky's the limit, man. I'm really impressed. You know, another stoppage win. The plan is to bring him back in September, back at MSG. I think there was another fighter, Ofacio Falcón Jr., who had a really good showing, won a 6-rounder in the early prelims. There was a heavyweight, Ali Feliz, who was an Olympian. He made the Olympic team but decided to go pro. He's a heavyweight out of Connecticut, Dominican parents, and I think he's going to have a really bright future.
Switch gears. We go from New York to Florida. From Bob Arum's promotion, he's 90-something years old, to Don King's promotion, he's 90-something years old. Listen, the Don King show looked like a bad version of Public Access from New York City. I mean, it looked like Max Kellerman in the 90s.
B-Cast.
The production, the graphics, the TV team, I think they were all wearing identical T-shirts or something like that. They looked like caddies. I just couldn't figure the whole thing out. And, you know, the director of boxing for Don King Productions is Christy Martin. And Christy Martin's a coal miner's daughter. She did stellar things for World of Boxing, no doubt about that. But Don King has put her in charge. She's the one that comes up with these decisions. Let's put some money in Adrian Broner. That was obviously a mistake. I mean, Broner, he didn't even weigh in for last week's week. You realize that? He never weighed in. You realize that, right?
No, he didn't weigh in.
Look anywhere. See where you can find some weight. I looked and looked and looked. I asked. I called somebody down there in Florida. They said they would get back to me, and nobody ever got back to me. So, I mean, as fat as he was, he looked like, remember that comedian when he played Ralph Cramden, the black comedian when he played Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners?
Cedric.
So, exactly. All right. That's what Adrian Broner looked like. A fat black bus driver.
I actually was thinking about. It's funny. The guy that walked him into the ring, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
They looked like they were twinning. You know, if Adrian was to go completely bald, I mean, you couldn't tell me the difference. He had rolls upon rolls, and on top of that, he got his front tooth knocked out.
That was hysterical. That was just, you know, yep. I've seen guys looking for contact lenses in corners. I saw Larry Holmes in his corner looking down in the Ray Mercer fight for a contact lens. Okay, yeah. I've seen all kinds, but that's a good one. I mean, that's a rarity.
Yeah, credit to Blair Cobb. I mean, I don't think people think much of him, but he did what he was supposed to do. When you fight a guy that's, you know, obviously there just for the paycheck.
No.
You know, out of shape, shot. You know, he beat the brakes off Adrian Broner.
Yeah, I know, but here's what's up. It's sort of like beating the brakes off an old lady. I mean, big deal. I mean, I can't give him any credit for beat. If he didn't beat Broner that night, he should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. As did Broner. Afterwards, the cops there in Florida arrested him and took him off. He's in jail now, $2,500 bail. And he can't post his bail. What? That's how broke he is.
And guess what? He still said that he's going to fight again. So hey, you know, credit to whoever wants to pay.
Oh, credit to nobody. Listen, there's no credit in Adrian Broner. The best move Adrian Broner ever pulled when he was laying on that bed with like $300,000 in cash laying on the bed, right? And then he went to court 2 days later and told the judge, I'm broke. I ain't got a dime. I don't have a dime. So then somebody came up with the picture and showed the judge a picture, and the judge is going, I think I can count about $200,000 here, just looking at things here. So there's probably more than that. Whose money is this? He goes, I borrowed it. That's how he tried to get out. But the bottom line is, Adrian Broner has had some substance issues. But I think more than substance issues, I think he's just mentally off.
Yeah, that press conference was ridiculous, and he's talking about beating cases, and he's talking about basically almost threatening Blair Cobb, like, stop talking, or else, you know, have someone in the crowd that would pop a cap in you, like, just stupid stuff.
Let's get to the Lions' head here. Don King, he should be ashamed of that card, man. This is a guy that brought us Holmes and Cooney, Holmes and Norton, some Ali fights. I can go on. Ali, of course, the Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle, 1974 was his inaugural event. Of course, when he ripped off the government President Mobutu to the tune of $6 million, of course, he convinced Mobutu that the jungle was going to be the next Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. He said, you put a couple slot machines out here, he goes, everybody will come. That's what Don King told him. And Mobutu bid it up, spent $6 million, and the country went bankrupt.
Wow. Look, Don King's demise is no different than, poetic justice than a lot of the fighters that he dragged on.
Ooh.
After their prime, right?
Ooh,
right?
Ooh. Ooh, right? Say that again.
It's almost like full cycle, poetic justice, right? The way he dug up fighters, way past their prime, to get beat up. Now he's getting beat up.
He didn't pay people, man. Here's what's up. He paid me, so I can't knock him. He knew better than to screw me on a pay job, okay? When I worked for him, he paid me. Somebody came by and slept me a check when I was working TV ringside. You got a check when you were sitting ringside or at the Post-Skype Press. Anyway, he always paid, okay? But what he did to Ali with the $8 million for the Holmes fight, October 2nd, 1980, Ali was given $4 million, and he was owed $4 million because he was going to get a cut of the closed-circuit TV money, okay? And Don King says, listen, I owe you $4 million. He goes, but I didn't make any money for this fight. He goes, so can you waive the $4 million, and I'll get you another title fight? How about I get you another title fight, Muhammad? And Ali, all brain scrambled, goes, yeah, okay, get me another title fight. Okay, so he goes and fights Trevor Burbick over there in Bahamas. Of course, Don King got beat up by the Muslims last night, and then Muhammad Ali lost his last fight against Trevor Burbick.
Very sad. Very sad ending. But,
a pimp.
Don King.
He's a pimp.
Hey, he came into the game,
a convicted murderer.
A convicted manslaughter guy, right?
No, it was murder. It was murder. Then they rolled it back, and then they pardoned him all together. Listen, if you have $250,000, I can get you a pardon from the governor in Ohio.
Really?
That's exactly what went down. You think they were going to pardon some black guy just because they pardoned him? Golly, Don, we think that was bad that you kicked Sam Garrett in the head when he was already down and killed him, so we're going to give you a pardon on that one. I don't think so. That was a violent outcome. Sam Garrett's some like 98-pound junkie laying on the floor, and Don kicking his ass over a $600 debt. Okay, Don's kicking him and kicking him and kicking the dude when he's down. So the cops get out the car, the Cleveland cops get out the car, and they're rolling on Don King. They're running towards Don King. Leave him alone. Stop, stop. And Don kicked the dude one more time and killed him. Okay, so he belonged to, in jail, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, there was the other guy that he shot to death. The guy robbed his numbers racket, his little bookie office, this and that. So the guy put a gun up in his future wife's face, Henrietta, who was married to his business partner at that point in time, put a gun in her face. The guy had the stupidity to turn around on Don King. He turned around on Don King, got shot in the back twice. Guess what? He didn't make it out of the office.
Well, that's... Never turn your back on a man if you have a gun, right?
Never turn your back on Don King. That's the point. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Boxing's PhD after the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this.
I've had to turn down to reach out for help. Four times.
It's time. I can do this.
Four times. Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The creep that was Puff Daddy is now P. Diddy or whatever. He's about to be a felon. Bottom line is he's going to jail. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Only the sooner the better. With the stuff that he's done, especially kicking that girl Cassie like he did on the videotape that was released a couple of weeks ago. The bottom line is that guy shouldn't be on the street no matter how much money he has. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And now I told you, the one time I ran into him was at that Princess Ema Med fight, and I walked by and he was smoking weed inside the stadium outside Princess Ema Med's. It was an indoor stadium outside of his dress room. And I said to myself, who's this blood smoking weed? That's all I said to myself. And he goes, Blood, you don't know who I am? And I said, no, I just kept on walking. I had no idea who he was. Bottom line is he was Puff Daddy. I found out later why Ron Wood was kissing his ass with the Rolling Stones because, quote, had the best weed. So Puff Daddy brought the best weed to England. Outside of that, he should be in prison. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're hours away. Of course, there's a pretty good fight card coming to us from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Gervonta Tank Davis, of course, taking on Frank Martin. Both are undefeated. And Martin, 18-0 with 12 KOs, the underdog. Both guys weighing about a pound under the 135-pound limit. David Benavidez and Oleg Govodnik, of course, both weighing 174.2 pounds, 175-pound limit. Of course, Mr. Benavidez has been the number one contender at 168 pounds, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but for 3 years, and he's been the interim champion. He was a former champion, lost his title on the scale. I go on and go on, but the bottom line is you smell something here, don't you? I do. Benavidez and Oleg Govodnik for the WBC interim light heavyweight title. Interim, another interim title. Bottom line is they're going almost all interim tonight. Gary Antoine Russell, 138.2 pounds. Taking on Alberto Poyo, 139.8 pounds. These guys are going for the WBC interim super lightweight title. And for the first time in a long time, somebody will be defending the WBC middleweight title. I'm talking about Carlos Adames defending against Terrell Gasha. They both weighed in under the 160-pound limit. And the reason why I mention that is, which one of the brothers had the WBC middleweight title before? Charlos. Which one of the Charlo brothers had it? Anyway, did he ever defend that title?
No. they finally took it from him, and that's how Adamas became the.
How many years did they roll over for that?
Oh, the at WBC. Least 2 years.
How many?
At least 2 years. At least 2 years. I mean, I can't. I think the last time
I'm going to explain this to everybody out there, okay? And some of you are intelligent. Others maybe not so intelligent. But you'll understand this. You're standing in line at McDonald's. You know, where you get your burgers, all that kind of good stuff. You're standing in the front of the line. And you go up to the front of the line, and Canelo's working the desk. He's the guy taking your order, right? Well, he won't take your order. He takes orders of the guy behind him, and the guy behind him, and the guy behind him, and the guy behind him. So after a few minutes, you're going to get upset, right? I mean, without a doubt, Sock, if you're in that position, you're going to say something, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right. So this guy's been in that position for 3 years, and Canelo's at the front of the line. You're saying, no coffee for you.
That's a really good way to put it, man. Look, you know that when you're the guy that has when you're the cash cow, you know how to manipulate the game, and Canelo is doing it to a T. He's not the first fighter to do it, and he won't be the last. It's unfair.
But here's what's up. Never before have the sanctioning bodies went to this extremes for a guy. I can't remember. I posted the other day. It's been 2 years and 9 months since he made a WBA. A mandatory defense, 3 years for a WBC defense, and 2-point-something years for an IBF defense. Bottom line is, he hasn't defended any of those titles as far as mandatory is concerned in over 3 years. This is a crime. Let me tell you, when I was ranked, you got ranked in order so they would put you in tournaments. That's how you made them seen the national scene. You got ranked. No, I was ranked in the Western United States. I watched those rankings. I mean, those rankings were like, every month they came out, man, I was looking at them. Okay, it meant a lot to you. So when you got to the point where it was number one, you were going to go fight for the Diamond Belt title, which I didn't end up doing. But the bottom line is, I was ranked number one in the Western United States. I was like elated because this guaranteed me my shot at the Diamond Belt champion, okay, who turned out to be Zach Padilla. And I had second thoughts on that one. So Zach was the best fighter in the entire world at that point in time at 140 pounds. Now, even I knew better than to go in there and take on George Foreman. Do you ever see Zach Padilla fight?
No, I got it.
19-1, former WBO junior welterweight champion. He lost one fight to a guy from Oklahoma. He was sick that night. But the bottom line is, he was a monster, and I knew better. Listen, we sat there and we were looking at the tapes of this guy. We're in Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. We're like in the Tenderloin, where the old seedy part of town where the boxing gym used to be. And we're looking at VHS tapes of this guy, right? So we're all sitting there. It's after I've already sparred and worked out. We're going to fight this guy like in 3 weeks. So we're looking at videotapes. So we're looking for weaknesses. There was no weakness to Sock. He threw 160 punches a round.
Damn.
Exactly. 155 to be exact. That was good enough for me. That's close to 160. 150, and there's only 180 seconds in a round.
That is true, right.
Okay. Yeah, and 3 minute round. So I knew better than to face him on my first open fight. But anyway, let's go back to this card. Is Gary Antoine Russell and Alberto Puyol? Puyol's a pretty good fighter. Who's going to win here?
I think Puello has a good record. Is he a good fighter? We're going to find out. I mean, I think Gary Antoine Russell is very good. I think he's talented. He's a considerable favorite. Obviously, he comes from the boxing family of the Russells out of D.C. I can't see him losing to Puello. I think Puello will be aggressive because I think he knows he has to be. You know, although they both fight under the PBC banner, but Gary Antoine is the guy. He's not a big puncher. And I think that's going to be his demise. I see Gary Antoine Russell stopping him somewhere in the sixth, seventh round.
Okay. David Benavidez and Oleg Govodnik, of course, both 20-1 is one guy. Of course, the other guy is like 27-0, 28-0, 24 KOs. Bottom line is, he's unbeaten, number one guy. How long is Govodnik going to last here?
I think that he's going to last... Probably he may go the distance and just take a beating.
Ain't gonna happen.
You think he gets stopped?
Man, this is a statement. This is a statement making fight.
It is.
You got me a stationary guy that I can hit and it'll stand in front of me, man. I'm going for it.
Yeah, I you're right. That firepower that Benavidez brings is special. But my concern is Benavidez going to look past this guy? Is he going to be up?
No, he's not looking past him. He's looking through him. There's a difference.
He should be, right. That's how he should be, you know. Kubetnik, I mean, the last time he was in the ring with a real fighter was Beterbiev, and he kind of got the
Didn't he howl a bit at the end of the fight, howling?
Yeah, and he's got three wins against three guys that really had no business being in the prize fighting ring, and I guess that's why he became a contender. But and it's funny because Benavidez has that same type of DNA like Beterbiev. He'll take the will out of you. So, you know, one time you quit, second time is easier. So.
Okay. Gervonta Davis and Mr. Frank Martin. Frank Martin going to win this fight?
No. I don't see it happening. I think to beat Tank Davis, you have to be special. And I think that Frank Martin is good, but he's not a great fighter. There's nothing that he does particularly great. The one thing I do believe that he can out-hustle the Gervonta in certain rounds because Tank is not a big volume guy and kind of looks to set up big shots. So I can see him maybe having early on success, but eventually I think Tank stops him late in the fight.
Well, you know, evidently Martin flinched at the weigh-in when Tank did some crazy stuff. I would have flinched too. I mean, this idea of like, you know, come on, you're surprised. You're supposed to flinch.
I guess, you know.
You
I
guess?
You want to credit Frank's reflexes, I guess. If you
no,
want
no,
to say.
No, no. You want to credit the fact that Frank knows he's in deep spit and it's getting deeper as we go on. Bottom line is, you have a great week. Hug the wife. Listen, you've got the only cavity-free family in the entire Bronx.
That is true. Thanks to Uncle Pedro.
All the best to you, my brother. I love you. Say hello to the family.
Love you back, brother. Peace.
The great Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why don't you like to be called Clay anymore?
No, Clay was not my name. Once we follow the, believe, hear the, understand the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and come into knowledge of ourselves, then we want to be called after names of our people, which are names that fit us black people. And Clay was a white man's name. It was a slave name. And I'm no longer Clay. I'm no longer a slave. So now I'm Muhammad Ali.
Do you answer to Clay anymore?
Well, some people, they still say Clay.
Cash. Sports writers still call you Clay.
No, I stopped them because they know better. But some people who don't know better, they say, how you doing, Mr. Clay? I may not say nothing because their intention was nice. It didn't mean no harm. Then some walk up. How you doing, boy? How you feeling, Cassius? Meet Mr. Clay, fine boy. Then I have to straighten him out because he's agitating and smart and bossy. But it's according to how they approach me.
The great Muhammad Ali, no doubt about that, the greatest athlete, one of the greatest people to ever walk the planet, without a doubt. Should Gervonta Davis get by Frank Martin tonight? Of course, he's got a possible match with Vasyl Lomachenko. Lomachenko having captured the IBF title, of course, a former undisputed champion, former two-time amateur world champion. Of course, I think he lost one fight as an amateur, 361, something like that. 360-1. I think that was his record as an amateur. Of course, 16-3, I believe, or 17-3 as a pro. Of course, having beaten the man George Kambosos from Australia, beating him like a girl. I mean, that was like a rout, no doubt about that. But he's in a position where he wants to fight Gervonta Davis. Davis and him evidently have already been talking. So is Davis' successful night against Frank Martin, he's like a 7-1 favorite. It'll be Lomachenko and Gervonta Davis in the next fight. And they should have had that fight a couple years ago, but they didn't. Bottom line is, it will happen eventually. Now, Benavidez, as I said earlier, when I quoted him when I was talking with Socrates Palmer, I'm not looking past Govodnik, but I'm looking through him. And I think that's the way you've got to do it. I mean, there's no doubt about it that David Benavidez is a, listen, I went into McDonald's this morning. That's where I get my coffee. I get my coffee at McDonald's. I went in the car, and I saw John Padilla. And John Padilla, you know what he said about David Benavidez? Oh, he's a good up-and-comer. What are these Mexican guys talking about? I mean, that's how Mexican fans look at David Benavidez. He's an up-and-comer with 28-0, with 24 knockouts, and the fact that he was a WBC champion before Canelo was, and Canelo never defended against him in 3 years, and he's been the interim champion, the former champion. And, I mean, come on, man. I mean, what does he have to do? He has to move up to 175 because you won't fight him at 168. Now, the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez was going to be prompted by the WBC to fight David Benavidez. They talked about that in January this year. We read a statement from Mauricio Sulaiman that said that he was going to be mandated to fight David Benavidez. Then Canelo bitched and moaned about that, and then he never heard that again. Never heard nothing about it. I mean, nothing. So the bottom line is, something stinks, and that needs to be taken care of. David Benavidez needs his shot in the sun. I said it to you before. You're standing in line at McDonald's. For you buffoons out there, you Canelo fans, or better yet, you're standing in line at Taco Bell or the taco truck. I'll put it to you like that. And you're standing at the front of the line, and you want tacos. And the guy's not waiting on you. He's waiting on the lady behind you and the lady behind her and the lady behind her. And after a little while, you're going to start screaming, right? Because they're not waiting on you, but you're number one in line. It's the same thing in boxing. He's been there 3 years. 3 years. Do I need to harp on that anymore? I probably shouldn't have to, but week in and week out, nobody seems to be getting it. Up-and-comer? That's what John Padilla is, a boxing veteran. That's what he said to me. Up-and-comer? Because he's a Mexican boxing fan. They look at Benavidez through a different light. They just do. They look at him through a different light because he's such a threat. They say, oh, what does he bring to the dance? He brings to the dance the fact he's going to kick Canelo's ass. That's what he brings to the dance. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Speaking of the MGM Grand, this is their 100th fight card. And having been to a lot of fight cards at the MGM Grand, I want to say it's a fantastic arena. I want to thank the people that put on some great boxing there. Of course, there was George Foreman knocking out Michael Moore back in 1994 to win the heavyweight title nearly 20 years after the day he lost it to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in Jungle. And speaking of the Rumble in Jungle, I told you about that, right? What it cost President Mobutu to throw that down there in Zaire, Africa, and bankrupt the country. Don King bankrupt that country, and he bankrupt the Philippines almost to an extent when he threw the Thrill in Manila, the third Ali Frazier fight. Of course, I think he got President Marcos to pay like $8 million for that, and Marcos didn't really have that kind of money, or he did. Bottom line is he took it out of the treasury, $8 million from the Filipino people paid for that fight to come to the Filipino. Of course, Muhammad Ali winning in the 15th round when Eddie Futch stopped the fight in Joe Frazier's corner. He goes, son, you've got nothing to be ashamed of. And he stopped that fight. Eddie Futch was one of the greatest men I've ever met in my entire life. In fact, that whole crew, Eddie Futch, Angelo Dundee, I mean, Gil Clancy to an extent. Gil was a little rough with me. But the bottom line is, those old-timers were good guys, no doubt about that. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the 100th fight card tonight at the MGM Grand. We wish him the very best of luck. And I think the way it's going to go down is that Davis will win. Gervonta Davis will probably win inside the distance because he's a good finisher. If he hurts you, it's usually over. I mean, he gets in there, and he has a style, being a southpaw, but he has a style where he can do things that's unconventional. He does stuff that's, I mean, not as unconventional like Hector Camacho or something like that, but he does stuff that's unconventional, stuff that only Tank can do. That's what makes him special. You heard Socrates Palmer, the boxer's PhD, in the prior segment talking about him being special. He is special. We don't mean like he needs a yellow bus. We think he's special in the world of boxing. Of course, when he dropped Ryan Garcia in that, what, the first or the second round of that fight they had together. Of course, Ryan Garcia was considered, a hot shot going in. But guess what? Davis took care of that. And, of course, then when Ryan took that dive and was whatever round that was where Ryan, like, got that little body shot or whatever it was. And there was something going on there. Either he went into the ring hurt or he got hurt from a body shot or he took a dive. There was, like, three or four options. None of them were good. Of course, Ryan Garcia is still in the news because of the fact that Bill Haney's still in the news. Why can't we ban Bill Haney from the internet? That's right. Bill Haney, a San Francisco resident originally. Now he's living in Las Vegas. Of course, he's manager and the father of Devin Haney. We need to ban him from the internet. I mean, because you see him popping up all over the place under different aliases and different disguises. And you know it's him. He doesn't know it's him. Listen, the guy needs a reality check. He needs a reality check and a tonsorial consultation. I'm not a big fan of his hair. But the bottom line is, he needs a tonsorial consultation and he needs to put his head on straight, man. He keeps looking at his son through these glasses where he can only see he's narrow-minded. He's just narrow-minded. The bottom line is, you know, Devin Haney in that seventh round with Ryan Garcia, he was on the floor four times because of punches. The referee is named Harvey Dock, the guy that was supposed to be the best black referee on the East Coast. Yeah, right. Bottom line is, I mean, what was he trying to do? Well, come on, that stuck. You know that was bad. The guy gets knocked down four times. You only call one knockdown. Then, you know, Ryan, I understand, was acting a fool, and he probably shouldn't have turned his back and this and that. There's some things that were off the wall. But the bottom line is, that fight, there was no doubt about it, that Devin Haney was exposed. And once you expose somebody, you can't expose them. Even if we go back and take away Ryan, we say, we're disqualifying Ryan Garcia. If Daniel Ogden in the other room, the king, said, guess what? We're disqualifying that fight. We're wiping it off the boards. It never happened. It doesn't matter. You can't take away the fact that, you know, Devin Haney was down more times than he was up almost. I mean, come on, man. Every time he got hit, he got rattled. From the first round, he got hurt. He got rattled, I think, in the first round, and he never really ever recovered. He has a chin, one of those chins where it just doesn't take punches well. He's not a good guy on the inside, taking shots on the inside. That's why he doesn't fight that way. That's why he fought at a distance. And people say to me, oh, well, he got macho against, you know, Ryan Garcia. See, he thought that Ryan was a nutcase. He thought that Ryan didn't train. He thought that Ryan was nuts. He thought that Ryan was on cocaine, everything. And, of course, he went in there and said, you know what, I'm going to try to knock Ryan out. Well, you know, you weren't that much of a puncher, obviously. 32 fights, only 15 knockouts. The fact that, again, you don't take a very good punch. Jorge Linares had you walking on Queer Street back to that corner. When you went back to your father, I think it was after the ninth round with Linares, you were on Queer Street. Lucky you, you didn't get knocked out that night. Linares should have jumped on you when you came out. But Linares, although he was at the Garden this week and he was interviewed, I think, by Tommy D, he missed his opportunity there. You listen, when you're the opponent in boxing especially, everybody's against you. The promoter's against you. The sanctioning bodies against you, don't believe it. Yeah, when you're going in there against a real hot guy, favorite guy, the sanctioning body, the promoter, the crowd, I mean, and maybe the judges too. You know, I mean, the bottom line is you've got to go in there, upset the apple cart. You're there to lose. I hate to put it to you like that, but you're there to lose. People don't understand that, but that's just the way it is. People are brought in and lose. Mr. Teixeira, Patrick Teixeira last week with Xander Zayas, he was brought in and lose. There was no way he was going to win that fight. Absolutely no way. But then again, his mother died 10 days prior and he went to distance, so more power to him, no doubt about that. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live World. All right, you're inside looking at World Boxing. Let me get a swig of water here. I read last week that Floyd Mayweather is suffering from post-traumatic boxing issues. In other words, he's having some issues like his brother had, his father had, and his uncle. I'm talking about, you know, Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Roger Mayweather. Roger died about, I guess, about a year and a half ago from boxing-related injuries, brain-related injuries, okay? But the bottom line is I saw something where Floyd was sort of copping to that, and then somebody pulled it. But then again, Floyd's talking about fighting again and this and that. Listen, the guy's got enough money, I think, to where he doesn't need to fight again. Okay, he really doesn't. So he shouldn't be fighting again. Manny Pacquiao, they're talking about putting Manny Pacquiao in the ring. He's 45 years old. I mean, haven't these guys learned anything about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy? Haven't they learned anything? I mean, when you see guys that are messed up, when the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, was unable to talk, they try to say it was Parkinson's disease. It may have been Parkinson's syndrome, but it was brought on by boxing. I mean, come on, the residual effects of professional boxing will put Muhammad Ali in the state that he was the last few years of his life. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So what I'm trying to tell you is, at the end of the day, oh, speaking of a guy that seems to have some CTE problems, how about Deontay Wilder? Holy cow, is he in another world or what? I mean, he's just former heavyweight champion, of course, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist out of Mobile, Alabama. But, you know, of course, he lost dramatically to Zil Zhang a fortnight ago, and that was a fight I thought he might have won. But the odds makers were all with Zhang. Zhang was like a 3-1 favorite. I was a 3-1 favorite over Deontay Wilder with that right hand of Deontay Wilder. Well, guess what? Deontay couldn't reach an orgasm that day with the right hand. He never knocked the Chinese guy down. He never really wobbled him. I mean, he stunned him maybe once or twice, but he never had him in a position where Zhang was going to be in trouble on the way out. It just wasn't happening. Zhang was in control from the start there. Now, Zhang's got a new training team with him. And I think he's taking a different approach, but still that weight. I wonder why he wants to carry that much weight into the ring. Of course, 282 pounds this last time. I think he was 288 or something like that, 290 the time before that. But the bottom line is Zil Zhang seems to be the heavyweight on the rise in the heavyweight division right now. Of course, the United States basically has nobody. That we don't. We don't have anybody. And as far as Europe's concerned, of course, the era of the Klitschkos, that's over with. Now, some people say to me, you know, the era of the Klitschkos is the reason why boxing is not number one in the United States anymore. So what do you mean? Well, the fact that when Klitschko became world heavyweight champion, either Vitaly or his brother Vladimir, and you know the reason why Vladimir won the 1996 Olympic gold medal, right? Is that Vitaly popped dirty for steroids. Oh, you didn't know that yet. Well, anyway, he won the Olympic gold medal in 1996 with Vladimir Klitschko, and then he was knocked around, got beat up as a pro, was sort of, people said he couldn't take a punch, he got knocked down, and then Emanuel Stewart came along, and he never, like, lost again, because Emanuel taught him how to fight safe. Speaking of Emanuel Stewart, may he rest in peace, man. I was really feeling Emanuel the other day. I want to go back to Detroit. There's a couple things I want to go to Detroit for, but I know nobody in Detroit anymore. Everybody has died. All the entertainers I knew, no, either that or they moved out of town. They just have. It's sad. So I want to go back to Motown. There was a concert. The Isley Brothers, or one of the Isley Brothers, the remaining Isley, Ron Isley, was going to throw a show in Detroit, and I wanted to go. But then again, I go back to Detroit. There's nobody there for me. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's roll an early break, Daniel. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, let's take it to my the Bronx and bring on my guest. He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on YouPorn. What's up, Tommy?
Did you just say YouPorn?
Isn't that the network your show's on?
No, it's YouTube.
wait. No. I thought you and Sock had this show on. Are you sure?
I'm totally positive.
Okay.
I know Sock is working out.
What?
He's looking pretty good with them Flintstone vitamins, but it's definitely not YouPorn.
Okay, it's not Pornhub either?
No, it's not Pornhub either. Absolutely not.
You're a married guy. How do you know what these websites are?
A birdie told me. It's little birdie.
That's my Sunday guy, the shot caller. Thomas Dillamuth, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the King. Tommy D's got a whole bunch of names. Bottom line is, let's talk about the odds for tonight's fight. It's at the MGM Grand. Of course, the MGM Grand back in, was a 95-96 when Mike Tyson bit that chunk of Evander Holyfield's ear off, and then somebody from the maintenance crew found it, and they were taking the piece of the ear to the hospital, and they lost it on the way. How can you lose a piece of ear? How the hell can you lose a piece of ear? How do you lose a piece of ear? But somebody did. Of course, that was one of the great moments, or the infamous moments of the MGM Grand, them celebrating their 100th card tonight, their 100th boxing card. Of course, that's a lot of cards, no doubt about that. Now, Gary Russell and Polo, Gary Russell, 7-1 favor. Carlos Adamas, 7-1 over Turo Gasha for the WBC middleweight title. David Benavidez, 650, a 6.5 to win favorite over Oleg Govodnik. Govodnik is a +450. Those odds have went down. He was a little bit more last week and the week before. Leon Parra and Sabril Matias going to battle for the IBF 140-pound title. And Matias is a -750 favorite. In fact, Matias is being mentioned as a future opponent. In fact, I think Barry Hearn, promoter Eddie Hearn, brought this up earlier this week. About for Devin Haney, the aforementioned Devin Haney. Good luck. Matias can crack a little bit. Frank Martin, +500. Gervonta Davis, -750. In other words, doesn't look like there's any upsets here in this card whatsoever. I mean, it's all going to go according to chalk. A chalk card. But the bottom line is, it looks like there's some pretty good fights here in this force. The main event features Gervonta Davis, Tank Davis, must watch TV, no doubt about that. And the co-main event is a guy I think is one of the best fighters pound for pound in the entire world, a guy that doesn't get his props because in the same division as Canelo Alvarez. I'm talking about David Benavidez. Now, I'm not a latecomer to Benavidez. I'm not one of these newcomers. I don't know. I was talking about him a long, long time ago. The bottom line is, you can see it. You can see it. The guy was a solid amateur. He became a solid pro. He's knocking people out. He's fought as heavy as 200 pounds and brought it down to 160 pounds, 168 pounds. See, that's Canelo's big moan. Oh, you know, he weighs 168. He weighs too much when we fight. Well, listen, when you were the weight bully and you were getting weight advantage over guys, it was okay back then. But the bottom line is, now the shoes are on another foot for Canelo Alvarez. Speaking of Canelo, he's no longer Canelo. We call him Canelo on this show. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the Jackamans down there in Dallas, Texas. I think I'm going to be in Dallas. I was going to come down for that Tyson endeavor with Jake Paul, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen, not until at least November. But until then, peace, love, a ton of respect. And don't forget, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the same channel, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, this is Ring Talk, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden, of course, the people in Dallas, the Jackamans kicking ass on WBC TV.